This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to a session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Give me your email address. We sent an email out. Some of you got it this week. We send an email out once a week, let you know what's going on and what's happening. And I do appreciate the responses that we get. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend reading them and going through them. Hey, listen, let your friends know, let your loved ones know, and your unloved ones know, how they can find the show, how they can get involved. There's a lot that I want to, I think we have a pretty good message, or messages. I know, you know what, I know we have a good message because for one of the smaller national shows, we take a lot of crap. Seriously. I'm looking at some of the other people who haven't had pages pulled down, who haven't been attacked, and I think it's hilarious. So we must be hitting the right chords if they would, you know, I mean, really, seriously. So anyway, head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on there. How many of you, go ahead and raise your hand. How many of you watched the Bar Inquisition today? Right? Yeah, most of you. Or you listened to it, or you heard bits and pieces of it, right? Because it's just amazing to me when you listen to this stuff and you hear some of the questions. I mean, it seems that the Attorney General, and some of you who don't know, right? Barr is being, he's at the Senate hearing today to find out if they're going to find out. Of course, they're going to, he's going to become the AG, period. But let's see how he becomes the AG. Let's see what the vote split is. Because the way it's been since Trump has become president, everything is split right down party lines, and it's really sad. But apparently the AG only has two jobs. One is to make sure the president gets impeached. The other is to make sure that Mueller stays in business. You listen to the questions. You listen to the things that they were saying to him and asking him about. And he was answering the same question. And it wasn't like they were trying to trick him, because it was the same question over and over and over again. And matter of fact, after about the third or fourth time, he starts saying things like, well, as I said before, when I was asked that question, so they see his job as only one thing. And what I loved about some of his answers were, look, I'm going to do what the law says to do. I'm going whatever the precept is, whatever the rule is, whatever the regulation is, whatever the law is, that's what I'm going to do. And that's all you're going to get out of me. I thought it was great. I got to tell you. He says, you're not going to corner me into saying something that you're going to try to hold me to later on. It's not going to happen. So I thought that was really good. The left is going out of its mind right now because the president hinted, right? Been talking about pulling out of NATO. And everybody's going on their mind, like, what, why would he do that? Matter of fact, you had some of those people on those other alphabet, or most of the, you know, the alphabet networks, screaming that, you know, this could be a sign to implement the 25th Amendment, which I find hilarious, right? I mean, think about this. The 25th Amendment basically says, if there's evidence of insanity, you can oust the president. So apparently pulling out of NATO now is evidence, or could be considered evidence, that the president's out of his mind a little bit. Think about that. I mean, how many times have we tried to implement that with Obama? Or, matter of fact, can you imagine if we got in and we tried to implement that? Anyhow, so let me give you a little history lesson, if I have enough time. Anybody know what NATO is? Why it was put together? What it's about? Anybody? Okay. So, NATO, first of all, what NATO stands for is the North American Treaty Organization. And it was created in 1949, by the, you know, 20 years before I was born, by the United States, Canada, and several Western European nations. You don't have to laugh so hard. To provide collective security against the Soviet Union. NATO was the first peacetime military alliance the United States entered into outside of the Western Hemisphere. Its main purpose was to defend each other from the possibility of communist Soviet Union taking control over their nation. Well, here's the problem. How do you defend against an organization that doesn't exist anymore? The Soviet Union is gone, people. What was the line that President Obama used against Romney? Hey, Dems, the 1950s called. they want their political policies back. I mean, you talk about all the time. The Soviet Union, it was to secure against the Soviet Union going after Western Europe. It's not going to happen. We have other alliances. It's like having a union on top of union. You know, some states have, you know, they have civil service, they have state laws, and then they have local unions, and all of them encompass each other. Do you really need three separate layers, technically, of bureaucracy to make it work? I don't think so. But apparently, according to some, simply discussing pulling out of NATO, and that's verbatim, is grounds for impeachment. These guys are sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back.
And I'm proud.
Unless you live in California, they can take it all away. I'm Joe Seed, your host. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you want your notice via text message, because we're being blocked all over the place. Although I still can't figure out why. I was telling Tammy before the show started. I mean, there are bigger guys than me out there that say nastier stuff than I do, and I don't say nasty stuff to speak of. They don't get pages pulled. Figure that one out.
You just have better haters.
I have what?
Better haters.
I do. I'm more efficient trolls. That's what it is. Anyhow. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. But, all right, so, you know, we always need support. You always need help. Head up to the website. There's a whole bunch of ways to figure it out up there. If you want to get your message, if you want to find out when the show's coming on, things like that, through text messaging, what you want to do is you want to text TRS to 55-222, 55-222, and it's up on the website if you can't remember, and you'll get a notice that the show's coming on. It ain't that hard, and anytime you want to stop, you just type stop. It's really that simple. All right. You know, he's joking about freedom, except in California. Gavin Newsom has been governor for less than a week. And one of the things I heard earlier today first was that they're talking about getting rid of or making it illegal to give somebody, you're ready for this, a paper receipt. But not because you're killing the trees. Because there's too many chemicals used in making paper and printing on them. Go ahead, let that kind of sink in for a second. They should rename the state, or actually, they should, you know, redo the state bird. Should be a loon. In less than a week, Gavin has decided that we need to have insurance for illegals, whether they've paid into it or not. We need to fine, ready for this one? We need to fine underinsured citizens. Why didn't he say residents? They use residents all the other times. Because residents brings in illegals, citizens don't. They need to tax drinking water. That's right. We'll just keep buying bottled water. Thank you very much. Have universal basic income. They're talking about that as well. This state's already in a world of hurt financially. Apparently, budgets don't matter to them at all. Shore up California as a sanctuary state. No border patrol at the border. Think about that. He wants wide open borders. Come on up. Come on in. And we'll let you vote.
Give you insurance.
Yeah, and we'll give you insurance. Anti-Trump social media posts paid for by the state. He's got the first wife in the first wife in the country to be called the first partner. And he wants to pass a law that we don't have to comply with ICE, and wants nothing to do with a wall and definitely want. This is all done within a week. Although you got to give him credit, right? I mean, think about it. Look at how fast he got it all done. Within a week, he's created all this havoc. Always a lot of fun. Anyway, which one was I going to do now? I forgot. Son of a gun. Oh yeah, Rand Paul. That was it. I have so many stories, guys. It's just going crazy here. So the media is attacking Rand Paul for going to a socialized medicine in Canada, right? He needed surgery. So there he went. He went to Canada, decided that was the best place to get the surgery done. He's been criticized throughout. But, you know, as usual, the left only wants to tell you bits and pieces of the story to make it look their way, if you would. He went there for hernia surgery. And he didn't go because of socialized medicine. He actually went to a private hospital in Canada, and he paid for it himself. It's one of the best hospitals on the continent for hernia surgery. Now, the surgery is related to an injury Paul suffered when his neighbor, Rene Bouchela, attacked him while he was doing yard work, leaving him with 6 broken ribs and it damaged his lungs. Beauchere is reportedly being sued by Paul for the $4,000 in medical expenses, plus the cost of the hernia surgery. The Courier-Journal reported that the court documents cite cost of the hernia procedure ranging between $5,000 and $8,000. Beauchere was sentenced to 30 days in prison for assaulting a member of Congress. Well, why just assaulting a member of Congress? Shouldn't that be assault battery on a human? What do you think? And why wouldn't they do that? See, I don't. That's the stuff I will never understand. Again, the law applies to everybody equally, right? Or am I, like, brain dead here? Paul's lawsuit says that he will undergo an outpatient surgery in Canada later this month at Shoulders Hernia Hospital, which claims to be the only licensed hospital in the world dedicated strictly to repairing hernias. Pretty good. This is a private world-renowned hospital separate from any system that people come from around the world to pay cash for. Now, Paul's chief strategist, Doug Safford, responded to the unwarranted outrage on Twitter. He says one of a handful of private hospitals grandfathered to exist outside their normal health care laws might be, you know, this is where you can go off to the left, too, and go, why don't you try a little fact-checking once in a while? Wouldn't that be cool? What do you think? I'm just throwing it out there. But it didn't stop. I mean, and again, I've been saying this for so long. We're not new to this. They have been doing this since I've been on the air, although it wasn't as in your face then. Now it is strictly in your face. You can show them. You can point to what they're doing and say, look, it's a lie. Look, if those people aren't dead, they're standing right there. And they'll go right on with their story. Another tweet said, Senator Rand Paul, one of the fiercest critics of socialized medicine, is heading to Canada for surgery. God, brave of Rand Paul to offer himself up as a guinea pig to showcase the savagery of socialized medicine, said Matt Binder. He's a reporter at Mashable. It goes on and on. These guys, I mean, they are lost in their own craziness. Right? When we come back, let's show you what's going on that World Wide Web and what they're teaching your kids about abortion and easy for them to get to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill continue for Attorney General nominee William Barr. During that hearing, Barr says he will not be bullied.
I am not going to do anything that I think is wrong, and I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody.
Barr was also asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller is involved in a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone the President, Congress, and the American people that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Congressional Democrats rejected President Trump's invitation to a lunch meeting at the White House to discuss border security. Negotiations are continuing over a bid to keep Sears open and operating. Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert is now offering more than $5 billion for the bankrupt company, a deal that would keep hundreds of stores open across the nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you. Come on. Now, honestly, is there anybody out there whose foot isn't tapping? Seriously. Unless you're driving, in which case, please, no tapping. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay, look. Somebody told me the other day that I'm one of the only guys, old white guys, doing these kind of stories, which is really sick. We all should be doing these kind of stories, no matter where you come from. We should all be doing these stories. We should all be talking about these issues. Now, look, if you have nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, whatever, pay attention. This is on a YouTube channel called Firecracker, F-I-R-E-C-R-A-C-K-E-R, Firecracker, all one word. And it seems like it's all about indoctrinating our kids to have to accept everything. To accept abortion, same-sex marriage, unicorn marriage, whatever. Everything is now acceptable. You have no right to judge, look at, or disagree with anyone for any reason unless they're an old white Christian guy, in which case you can disagree all you want. But here's some left-wing activists telling kids that abortion is part, you ready for this one? You ready to throw up? Part of God's plan. Seriously. And when I heard it, when I saw it, when I was listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, these people really sleep at night. They really believe this stuff. It's scary as heck. Well, it is for me anyway. I don't know about you guys. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen.
When you have an abortion, what exactly do you do to, like, have the abortion?
You go to the doctor, and they put this little straw inside.
You hear that? A little straw. When you go to the doctor. It's a nice thing, right? The doctor's good. We've always told kids that doctors were good. And they put a straw
inside of your cervix and then inside of your uterus.
Right, and these two little kids who are, like, shaking their legs and kind of figuring out what's going on here. I don't know what's a cervix, you know.
And then they just suck the pregnancy out.
Oh, there it is. They suck out the pregnancy.
With a straw.
So a pregnancy must be really small. Must be like, you know, the size of, like I don't know, little whatevers.
Now, those kids look like preteens to me.
They're preteens? Okay, so they could be preteens. What do I know? But still, the point is, she hasn't said, look, they lay you on a table. They put your feet up in stirrups. You know, should I get graphic? No, I won't get graphic. Okay, I'll be nice. It is not a straw by any stretch of the imagination. And they don't suck out the pregnancy. Depending on how far along you are, they may have to use, you know, tongs to rip apart the baby to get her out, or it out. Including the point where, as some of you might know, they suck out the gray matter from the brain so they can crush the skull to get it out of the cervix. But let's just leave all that out, because we don't want the kids to get all grossed out, right? Because, after all, they're just going to the doctor. They're just going to stick a straw in your cervix. And they're just going to suck out the pregnancy. Doesn't that sound so much nicer? Sounds like something you could do just before a picnic.
And it was like a crappy dentist appointment or something. It was just...
It was like a crappy... So now, it's like having teeth work done.
Like, this is like a body thing that's kind of uncomfortable. But then it was over, and I felt really just grateful that I wasn't pregnant anymore.
Yeah, it's grateful that, you know, I could have so much fun with this, but I'm going to try to be respectful, okay? But I love the way they're selling this to the young kids. It's no big deal. You know why? Because they're losing the war. More and more, I was elated to hear this today, but more and more millennials are finding, especially later-term abortion, unacceptable. They're not interested. They think it's wrong. So, you know, every little battle, every little win is a good thing when it comes to this stuff. But this woman is making it seem like it's no big deal. She's got two preteens there, apparently. And thank God they're looking very uncomfortable with this conversation. I'm glad to see that.
Do you think that sometimes it's not okay to have an abortion?
I want to say if you're being reckless, if there's nothing wrong going on, I don't know. I just don't agree.
Oh, even the kid thinks that even this young boy thinks that she's a little off. But, I mean, think about that. And then, here, let's see if I can get to the God's plan part, because that's
do we want one. People to just have all those babies?
No.
So what do we do with them?
Put them up.
Let's grind them. No, what do they do with them afterward, right?
I was going to say the adoption.
This kid's going to swear right now, at least in their world. Listen to what he says.
For adoption.
I feel like if I am forced...
For adoption.
I feel like if I... So what do we do with them?
Put them up for adoption.
I feel like if I am forced to create life,
mm-hmm.
I have lost the right to my own life.
Nobody forced you to create life. You created life by not protecting yourself. You weren't forced. Were you raped? You weren't forced to create life. Right? This is the disingenuous argument that they have on a regular basis. It's my body can do what I want with it. Well, maybe we should have protected it from the beginning. What about the baby's body? What about the life of the other heartbeat inside your body? And now you're going to attack this little boy for using the abortion word? How can you push that on me? Well, nobody pushed it on you. You did it to yourself. And does the baby have any rights ever? Those are the things that I did just totally, totally go over my head because I don't get it. And I really don't get how she, anyway. Yeah, all I'm going to get is nasties because here I am telling a woman I'm abortion shaming, maybe. I'm okay with that. Aren't you?
It's okay. All part of God's plan. Are you guys religious?
Yeah, I'm Catholic.
Have you ever heard of what, like, the Catholic Church thinks about abortion?
I don't think the church liked it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they, like, see it as, like, killing the baby.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that it's up to you. Same.
Where do they get that? So they have a religious belief, and their parents obviously haven't really sat and talked to them about what beliefs are. That's part of the problem. You parents... When you sit there and talk to your kids, when you talk about church, when you talk about, you know, God's principles, what are you waiting for? Why do you soft shoe it? sit down with your children from a biblical standpoint, look at what the Bible says about life, how God feels about life, and how about we do it the right way? What do you think? Just a thought. Seriously, when it comes to stuff like this, I do not understand some of you parents that won't take a stance with your kids. Abortion is God's plan? No, see, if you want to get technical about this, God's plan is for you to have the baby, and here's how. God made it. Now, if you don't believe in God, that's fine, but she brought up God, so I'm going to finish it for her. God designed the body so that when the sperm hits the egg, you know how it goes, right? It becomes alive. It's really that simple. And at that point, it's a life. God says in the Bible that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, so you had some value to him from day one. So now you're in your mom's womb, God's plan, who made the reproductive system to work the way it works, right? And it wasn't designed for an early expulsion. It was designed to carry that baby to full term. So yes, God's plan is for once you decide to have unprotected sex and you get pregnant and you have that fertilized egg in your body, and I'm sorry if there's young kids in the car, but this is Science 101. Right? I mean, you tell them about all kinds of other stuff. Once you have that fertilized egg in your body and it moves through it, it goes through its growth experiences, then at least it should wait till 40 weeks. But if it doesn't, a couple weeks early is fine too. Then it's expelled from the body. You give birth. Right? That's God's plan. That's how he set the body up to work. But you guys on the left, you've been jerking around with the plan for so long, you don't even know what God's about anymore. Let alone what his plan is. God is not what you want, when you want, how you want. Sorry. Doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartprop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Don't you love horns? I love horns. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. I love when you're part of the conversation, believe it or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you got to get involved in the conversation. You got to be part of it. You head up to the website, therealside.com, whether you're talking to me or some of the others up there. And like I said, it's a true statement. There's smarter people than I in that chat room. There's smarter people than I that are paying attention to what's going on. Unlike me, who's always trying to get something to fit in a window. But anyway, we were talking about fire. I guess it's on YouTube. And it's on a channel called Firecracker. And this woman is trying to talk to a group of kids. You said that you thought they were preteen, right?
Yeah.
Right, preteen kids. That abortion is okay, but here's the part that bothered me. Not that she says abortion is okay, but that she actually told them. They told these kids that it was part of God's plan. What right does she have to do that? She asked the girl point blank, are you guys religious? Yes. Well, you know, what's your religion? Catholic. Well, you know, the Catholics don't agree with this. No kidding. That's me, not the kid. She's right. Because their scripture doesn't believe it. Because God believes that life is sacred. And it doesn't matter what you believe. It only matters what God believes. That's where we've gone so far wrong. It doesn't. Just because you and I disagree with God, you have to create. Now, again, this is only goes to those who actually believe in God, who believe that there's a creator of the universe. Right? In that case, are you telling me you know more than him? Do you know more than what God knows when he created this place, created you, set it all up, so to speak? No, you don't. So Timmy has talked me into moving ahead on this video to a certain... I don't even know what to expect. Will I have fun with this?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Okay, there you go. Take a listen.
I told my Lyft driver on my way here. I've told so many people about my abortion, so I decided to tell everyone on Facebook that I had had an abortion.
She's apparently proud of it. Very proud of it. Well, you know, when did these things become a personal decision between a woman and her doctor? Remember, we just heard this recently. It's a private thing. It's nobody's business. Well, apparently now it's everybody's business.
And that I was choosing to tell people that because I felt like the pro-choice movement was really silent.
Have you ever been, like, attacked online by pro-life people?
Yes, but I don't call them pro-life. I call them anti-choice because who would disagree with that statement, right? Like, being pro-life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you want.
Pro-life. So you're not pro-life if you want to keep life moving forward. If you want to keep the heartbeat beating, you're not pro-life. However, if you want to stop the heartbeat, you want to snuff out that life, you're pro-life. I'm just trying to understand, even at this level. I'm already confused. I feel like I have to go grab another joint or hit another glass of whiskey.
Not the baby's life.
Oh. People to live their lives.
Yeah. To me, the phrase pro-life is propaganda because often the people that say that don't want to take care of people who have babies that they can't afford and then are totally poor.
But those people can't. That's fine. I get that. But guess what? There are people dying for adoption. They're waiting and waiting and waiting for someone to give birth so they can have a baby. So that's a lame excuse to say they can't afford it because it's not true. They don't have to afford it. You don't have to kill it to give it a good life.
Want to deprive people of access to health care, and I'm just like, that's not...
It's not health care! Killing it is not health care!
You guys are pro-life. I'm pro-life. At the end of the day, it's my body, and the idea that a group of, like... old
white dudes
in the government would tell me, yeah, I can't tell.
So what she's saying is there are no women that are against abortion. Think about that. At the end of the day, all it is old white guys telling her what she can and can't do. That's a lie. See, this is the garbage that your kids are getting. This is why you need to be involved, engaged, and open your mouth. Otherwise, it's going to keep happening. There's no difference, and you have nobody, absolutely nobody to blame but yourself. This is why I keep saying, you need to be paying attention to what your kids are thinking, saying, and doing. What they understand and don't understand, whether it's about abortion or any of this stuff, for that matter.
Tell you how many times some old white dude has told me how I should be, how I should look.
And oh, yeah. I'm sure they're baffled by you. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have a lot. Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have one. Do you want to see it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's on the... You guys, for those of you who are listening, she has a tattoo on her lip. You know what the tattoo says? Abortion. She's, like, obsessed with abortion.
On the inside of her lip,
which I don't really... What's the significance of that, do you think? She doesn't want anybody to see it, or she just want to flip her lip at somebody? I don't get it. Right? I mean, it really, after a while, it just baffles. I can't play anymore of this because it's just going to make me go to my mind. Not that I'm not already almost there. But you see, they've turned this into the norm. And I kept telling you that. I kept telling you this is what they were doing. They wanted to turn this into the norm. And we've allowed it to happen. When I say we, of course, I mean the collective we. Because if it was up to me, I would not. I definitely wouldn't allow them to teach and tell. See, it was really funny was, she made a comment there that the pro-lifers, or the ones that consider themselves pro-life, are bad and wrong, and they've bullied her online. But she never talks about how many times the others, and how much more you're bullied if you're a true pro-lifer. You've got professors on college campuses, and we've done the stories a million times. You have professors on college campuses that are ripping down pro-life displays. Isn't that nice? And they're the ones calling the pro-lifers mean and nasty and fascists. I just find all this amazing. And, you know, I'm no longer surprised. I used to be surprised. I'm no longer surprised by it. Well, you recently heard of a poll that came out, and it said that, you know, Barack Obama was considered one of the greatest presidents of all time. Remember that? Just a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then I came across this poll, and I found it at Time.com. So Obama's the worst president since World War II. Now, the poll was done back in 2014. We're only a few years away from that. Right? More Americans consider Barack Obama to be the worst president since World War II than they do any other president. That's according to a Quinnipiac poll. It found that 33% of Americans see Obama as the worst post-war president, while just 8% consider him the best. Now, I was thinking, wow, how did it flip? And then it dawned on me, all of this has flipped. History has been rewritten. They're going to do everything they can to make this guy look like he was worth something. So when you start looking down, really start to break, you go grab that Quinnipiac poll. And you see how they broke it down and how the answers came in. I would love to know how they asked the questions this time around, right? Seriously. So they, and it was universe, and it was a... The poll was done through university kids, or students, excuse me. Now, they said that President Barack Obama is the worst president since World War II. That was 33% of American voters. The national poll was released. Another 28% picked President George W. Bush as the second worst. Ronald Reagan being the best president since World War II. That makes some lefties just fall over right now. At 35%, while some voters said that Bill Clinton at 18% was the second best. Because I'm sure they all knew George Washington well, didn't they? Then you got John F. Kennedy at 8%. And when you go through the list of you see what they were looking at the time, his negative grades, the biggest negative grades for Obama, were for his handling of the economy. But apparently that's all changed, because the economy now, as they're selling the narrative, is because of Obama. He had a 57% of the American populace feel that he failed at foreign policy. 58% say he failed at health care. 40% on the environment, and 51% for terrorism. How did that all change? This is while he was president. Now he's out of the presidency, and all of a sudden they're trying to sell us that he's God's gift to the country? Yeah, I don't think so. This is why I say to you, you have to be careful. You have to pay attention to what your kids are learning. You have to be there and be paying attention to what the teachers, well, for lack of a better term, are selling them. Don't go far. Coming up, you know, we're going to talk about this whole, you know, year of the woman. But was it really the year of the woman in Hollywood? Aren't they the ones that push this stuff? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a little bit.